Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater.
This is Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater, and I want to help you regain your healthy lifestyle, not just put a patch on the symptom of the day. This is how I'm putting the health back into healthcare. Please visit drdavidwick.com. A couple years ago, I saw a calendar with this quote, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength." It was attributed to Corrie ten Boom, a woman whose life story deserves note. Ten Boom was a Dutch Christian who was imprisoned, along with her father and other family members during World War II, for their work to help a number of Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust. The events of her life were presented in the book and movie, The Hiding Place. The extraordinary work and suffering Ten Boom endured earned her the distinction of Righteous Among the Nations at Israel's Yad Vashem Memorial. As a Christian author and teacher, it's probable that Ten Boom remembered the instruction, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own." Those words were paired with encouragement that worrying cannot even add 1 hour to a person's life. With virtually no benefit of worry, it's a wonder that we continue doing it. But in reflection, I'm reminded of Albert Einstein saying that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. For many of us, we imagine things we worry about into seeming like reality, and our bodies respond to those stresses. Truthfully, worry's grip is strong, but if we are honest with ourselves, it's the result of believing any number of falsehoods that appear so real, robbing each moment of its strength. To a great extent, worry is the result of using past experiences to project what we believe will happen in the future. Our bodies then have a variety of emotional and physical responses to the stress that we create in those moments of worry. We could be sitting in pleasant surroundings with people who don't threaten us in the least, and yet we are mentally triggering our body to react to stresses that aren't even there. Hence, it's beneficial to catch ourselves in the act and wake up, so to speak, back to the present. One way of doing that is to take a few deep breaths, concentrating fully on those breaths. Feel the powerful relief provided in that presence. After that, we can address the things that are directly in front of us, strengthened with the knowledge that somehow, in some way, everything will work out. Now, as Anne Frank wrote, "How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world." Being fully present with one's surroundings allows for maximum creativity and the ultimate opportunities to make improvements. It might not necessarily add more years of life, but it can certainly add more life to one's years.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.